وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani lain rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Welcome, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity. And the topic today is Hollywood, Conditioning of the Subconscious Mind and Extermination of Human Rights. This is Sheikh Ali Hemani from Qom. The topic we were discussing was the Milgram's experiment. We wanted to cover up Milgram's experiment today and see how this experiment gave a new avenue to the politicians and the corporate world to dictate terms to the world, the society, particularly the children and the teenagers. Milgram conducted an experiment. The idea behind this experiment was to check, would people listen to an authoritative figure when he tells them to do something or follow something? So they followed a very simple experiment. They placed one person in a cabin, and this was the actor from Milgram's side. And then they would bring in volunteers who wanted to participate in this experiment, and then would give them a questionnaire and would say that you need to ask a particular question to this person sitting in the cabin. Every time he would answer incorrectly, you are required to administer a shock to him, an electric shock to him. And they had a big unit in front of them, which started the electric shock intensity from 12 volt all the way to 480 volt. And at the end, there was a big button which was marked as X in big red color. Now, the participants were instructed that every time this person gives an incorrect answer, you administer a particular volt of shock, let's say to start with 12 volt, and then the next answer that he answers incorrectly, you increase the intensity of the shock, electric shock, to 24 volts, and then go on all the way till he stops providing incorrect answers and provides only correct answers. So when the experiment started, the actor inside the room, he provided correct answers for first few questions and then started providing incorrect answers. And the participants who came in as a volunteer, he would administer a small shock of 12 volt. 12 volt is not very high intensity of shock, so it didn't really bother the person sitting in the cabin. But when the shock reached 90 watts and above, the person sitting inside started shouting, complaining that, I don't want to be part of this experiment anymore. It's hurting me. But every time he gave a wrong answer, he was administered a higher degree of shock, and this went on up to 180 watt. And this is when the person sitting in the cabin got up and started banging on the door, shouting that, let me out, let me out. I don't want to participate in this experiment anymore. This is hurting me. This is, you know, I'm burning. Please let me out. And this is where Milgram says that the outcomes of the experiment were shocking. What I thought would be that 90% of the people would refuse to administer the shock right at the beginning, even the 12-volt shock. And I thought just about 10% would agree to administer any level of shock. But to my surprise, 90% of them agreed to administer shock, and they started from 12 volt. And more than 90% of this 90% who agreed, more than 70% of them administered shock as high as 240 volts, which was extremely surprising. There were only two or three people who stopped and said, we don't want to participate in this anymore, especially when they reached 110 watts. They said, we don't want to participate in this anymore, and they left the place. So this was a big surprising finding for Milgram. However, there are more findings from this experiment. Let's take a short break, come back, and discuss those findings.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were discussing Milgram's experiment. So what Milgram did was he placed a person in the cabin, and the volunteer who was participating in the experiment was required to administer shock to this person for every wrong answer he provided. Milgram thought that 90% of them will not participate. However, most of them participated. He also believed that most of them will not administer shock. Therefore, however, they administered the shock. But to his surprise, only few of them, a couple of them rather, 3, 4 or maximum 5 of them refused to continue beyond 24 watts of shock. However, the others continued to a higher level. After reaching 240 watts, about 20 of them or 30 of them stopped and said, "We can't go on any further. It's hurting them. They're shouting, they're crying, they're in pain." The only thing that was required was a person wearing a lab coat standing next to them. A lab coat is a doctor's coat, standing next to them, presenting himself as an experimenter, part of the team, or the innovator. And he just said one single statement. He said, "The experiment requires you to go on." And he noticed that most of the people, when they were told that the experiment requires you to go on, they would silently continue all the way till the end. So this is a huge finding for Milgram, that when an authoritative figure stands next to you and commands you that this is required to be done, even though you're against the idea, even though you don't like the idea, you continue doing that. There was another finding which disturbed Milgram, was that he noticed that some people were actually enjoying giving shock to others. He said some of them who crossed 240 degrees, every time the person sitting in the cabin would shout and complain, they would giggle, they would laugh, they would try and hide their laugh and smile and the joy that they are deriving from inflicting the shock to the person sitting in the cabin. Now, from this, we realize and we understand that Milgram, when he published the findings of his experiment, the whole world was shocked. Why? Because this is where the huge finding came in. The finding was that if you do not agree and you don't want to follow something, if an authoritative figure walks in and tells you, "Do this," then you silently listen to this. And this finding is extensively used in politics and in media and corporate culture. In media and corporate culture, there are lots of places where the parents tell the children that, "Don't do this, don't do that, don't follow this, don't follow that." But children, when they see their parents as a father figure at home, on the contrary, they also see them as people who do not know much, then they don't listen to them. However, when they look at media, they look at the different programs that are being relayed on the screen, they see that these are the people who know. They are the masters of knowledge. They are the masters of technology. They are the progressive ones. They are the advanced ones compared to my parents, who've not even gone to college, who's not even been to schooling. He's just a plumber. He's just a carpenter. He's just a, handyman. Working in a particular store or works in a particular factory, and therefore does not value him as an intelligent, smart, knowledgeable and authoritative figure. He just sees him as a dictator at home. And therefore, the youth and the teen tend to listen to Hollywood, to advertisements, to cartoons, to serials, more than they listen to their parents, because somewhere in this cartoon, the person that they relate to the most walks into the scene, walks into the scenario, and dictates certain terms to the children, to the youth. You must have definitely heard about the subliminal messages. Inshallah, we will discuss about them in some of the next episodes. So this is where we understand that terms are being dictated to our youth and our teens through media and Hollywood. And our children, because they see them as their ideal person, because they see them as their role model, they take the terms from them, they obey them, and they follow them. Inshallah, until next time, fi amanillah, God bless you all. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.